This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. There's a lot going on behind our breastbone. Many important organs and muscles live there, allowing us to breathe, circulate blood, and basically be alive. So when that region of our body starts to hurt, we need to pay attention. Here to help us understand chest pain, and more importantly, treat it, is HeartWise Founder Director, Dr. James Markham. Dr. Markham, let's talk about chest pain.
Yeah, and if our listeners missed our introduction on pain, we've talked about the definition of pain, and pain is really an unpleasant feeling caused by some type of damaging stimuli. So when it comes to chest pain, the first thing we want to know is, what is the damaging stimuli? Is it potentially dangerous or life-threatening? And if it is, what do we need to do right now? And this is so important to our listeners because chest pain is one of the leading causes of acute illness, sudden death in America. 50% of people do not even know they have a heart problem until they have a heart attack. Cardiovascular disease is a hidden disease. It's going on in us whether we realize it or not until all of a sudden, boom, we have a symptom, and that could be severe. So the first thing I think we need to talk about is the five things that can kill a person right now if that pain is undetected.
Oh boy.
And this is sort of the five things when I have someone that's rotating an internal medicine doctor or an intern or a student, I said, you have to know these, okay? Well, the first one we've talked about, that's a myocardial infarction or a heart attack. That's in a cause of acute chest pain. Now, what I mean by acute chest pain is pain that all of a sudden you didn't have, now you have it. A heart attack can feel like a brick's sitting on you. It can also feel a burning. In women, sometimes it can be sudden shortness of breath. It can go to the neck. It can go to the back. But any symptom above the waist that doesn't go away, in my book, you have to make sure it's not a heart attack. So if you have a chest pain that won't go away, and if you don't know what's causing it. Now, it's different if someone hits you in the chest with their fist. That's a different story. But if you have a pain that spontaneously comes, you don't know what it is, you need to call 911, get to the emergency room, and get to them evaluate that. And there's some simple tests they can do. They can do some blood work. They can do an EKG. They can make sure you're not having a heart attack. So that's a type of chest pain that can kill you right away. Another one that a lot of people don't think about is one called a pulmonary embolism. That can cause chest pain as well. And what a pulmonary embolism is, it's where a clot from somewhere else in the body, usually in the legs, happens frequently in people that don't get up and move every hour, people that are on airplanes, that are laying in bed after an orthopedic procedure, that don't move their legs. When you don't move their legs, the blood doesn't move. The veins don't work as well. The blood tends to clot. That clot can move into the lungs. It can block up the vessels in the lung and cause what we call a pulmonary embolism. That is life-threatening. And every year, I hear of some young, healthy people that have that just because they're sitting in a plane or a car for too many hours. Remember, we weren't designed to sit. We were designed to move. So a pain that's in the chest, usually with shortness of breath that occurs suddenly, that's one of the things on my list. So if a person comes in and they're not having a heart attack, the next thing I want to know is they're not having a pulmonary embolism. And there's some tests we can do with a CAT scan to look and see if they have any blood clots in their lungs very quickly. There's some screening tests in the blood that we do. One's called a D-dimer. So we want to make sure they're not having that. So Charles, you come to my emergency room. You're having chest pain. I make sure you're not having a myocardial infarction. Make sure I don't think you're having a pulmonary embolism. And a lot of this is determined by the history. Now, this is acute chest pain. You haven't had it before. A third thing that I have to make sure is you haven't popped one of your lungs. We call that a pneumothorax. Sometimes a person can get a hole in their lungs. It's not very common, but we see that occasionally in people that are very tall. We see that people that have damaged lungs from cigarettes, they actually get a hole in the lung. The air rushes out of the lung and squishes it. That causes severe pain. And if it's undetected, that can be a killing illness as well. Mm-hmm. So those three we have to know right away. The fourth sudden cause of chest pain that we cannot miss at all is called an aortic dissection. Ooh. There was an actor not too long ago named John Ritter.
Yes.
And John Ritter had an aortic dissection. And I think when they brought him to the hospital, they might have gone through these same steps. But what an aortic dissection is the aorta itself is literally ripping in two. Oh. That's why we call it dissecting. Mm-hmm. People that have this might have a genetic abnormality. There's a syndrome called Marfan syndrome that makes it more common. People that have very high blood pressure. Well, this is a ripping, tearing type of pain that has to be found out about immediately. If it's not, a person will die.
Yeah.
And we do that with CAT scans, physical examinations. We can determine if they're having aortic dissection. So that's four of the types of pain that can kill you rather quickly if undetected. A heart attack, a pulmonary embolism, a pneumothorax, an aortic dissection. And the last one is probably the most common. This is a type of pain that we call unstable angina.
Hmm.
And this is a type of pain that's in your chest, and it might not last a long time. It might just come when you're walking upstairs. It might feel like a burning pain. It might go away. Well, this pain is probably the most common cause of chest pain in America right now that we see. And it's caused by blockages. Fat gets in the artery. Eventually, the arteries are so clogged that the muscle doesn't get enough blood. The muscle doesn't get enough blood, oxygen, and the nerves say, I'm unhappy. This is an unpleasant stimuli.
Yes.
I'm going to cause an unpleasant feeling to let you know something's not wrong.
We want your body to do that.
Yes. And when you feel that pain, you get evaluated. You go and I make sure it's none of these four or five big things, and I say, you might have unstable angina. Mm-hmm. So I usually have to do a series of tests, and it might include just talking to you. I might be able to figure it out. Sometimes it might include a stress test or a more sophisticated test called an angiogram to see whether this is risky. And then once we know your risk status, then we say, well, listen, this is an unpleasant stimuli. What can we do to treat you to keep this feeling from happening? The reason unstable angina is a killer is if it's missed, Charles, and if you go home and the heart becomes unstable, it can generate these dangerous heart rhythms. Mm. And these heart rhythms can kill people right away. And that's why there's so many defibrillators scattered in public institutions now, because you never know when that type of pain will happen. So when a person comes in with pain in the chest that's new onset, that I can't figure out why it's happening, those are the five things I must know right away that they're not having. And then after that, we can back down and look at some of the other causes of pain in the chest if it's not those things. And that could be anything from a rib pain to a muscle pain to stomach pain to shingles. Someone hits you in the chest, stress when the muscles are all tight year after year, that can do it. I've seen low potassium do it, dehydration do it, reflux where acid bubbles up in the stomach can do it as well. So the key is if you're having chest pain, don't ignore it. You need to get help right away because it might be a life-threatening pain, Charles. Have you ever had pain in your chest, Charles?
I have. As a matter of fact, yeah. I used to, when I climb up a hill, I had that pain, but I got rid of it. I absolutely got rid of it.
Did you figure out what the cause of that pain was?
Yes, it was my diet, Dr. Marco.
Okay.
And I listened to this program and listened to you and everything, and I changed over to that whole food plant-based diet, and I guess I cleaned out.
Well, you know, if you came to me, I'd say, Charles, I'd go through that list first. And
yes.
I'd say, well, I would probably say, Charles, does it happen every time you walk and do things?
Yes.
And if you said yes, I'd say, well, there's a chance that that could be related to your heart.
Yeah.
I would have said, let's get on a treadmill, let's walk you, let's image the heart and make sure it's not the heart that's doing that. And then after I made sure it wasn't one of the life-threatening things,
right,
then I would have fallen back on inflammation and those other things. You didn't get a stress test, did you?
No, I didn't get a stress test, and I should have, and I know I should have, but I think I was fortunate.
Well, you were, but that's not totally unreasonable because we know that there are certain people that when they have chest pain, they're higher risk than others.
Yes.
And diabetics, smokers, yeah, people that are in poor health, people that carry extra weight, people that don't eat well, people that are on multiple multiple medications, people that have high blood pressure, people that don't drink water. Those individuals, when they have chest pain, are much higher risk of having one of these serious things that can kill you. And that's a good place for modern medicine, Charles.
Absolutely.
Because if we identify one of these serious conditions, we can treat that. And then after we treat that, get them over the hump, what might kill them right away, we say, hey, listen, you know, what caused this in the first place? You know, you sat in your car, you sit watching TV all day, you never move your legs. That's what caused your pulmonary embolism.
Yes.
You eat fatty foods and you smoke all the time. Man, that probably caused your heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can get at the cause once you use modern medicine to treat the acute problem, and then maybe they don't need modern medicine ever again, hopefully.
Now, clarify one thing for me here. You said that sometimes you can have stomach problems, which would cause chest pains. They're not exactly
yes.
located in the same spot.
No, they aren't. And you remember, you know, these nerves travel all over the bodies.
Mm.
And sometimes these nerves crisscross, and sometimes they follow different patterns in the body. For instance, sometimes gallbladder pain, and the gallbladder's in the right upper quadrant, that can cause what we call referred pain to the shoulders, you know? And sometimes the stomach can cause referred pain even to the jaws.
Mm.
So everyone's wired a little bit differently and interprets pain a little bit differently as well. But whenever you have a pain or a sensation that something's not right, it's your body's alarm system telling you, listen, let's figure out what this is, let's understand the cause, and hopefully if we can understand the cause, the pain will go away. Now, it could be something simple like you're dehydrated and the muscles cramping.
Right.
That's not too hard to take care of. Or it can be something complex that you've damaged your internal organs from years and years of stress or maybe eating poorly, or maybe there's bad genetics. And then that pain comes along and you really need to get expert help. And that's the place to see your doctor, have him make sure it's not one of these five bad things. And then again, if it's not those, work at the cause so you don't have to be burdened with medications and prescriptions the rest of your life.
All right, very good. We're talking with Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, I want to ask you, Dr. Markham, is it possible to have a heart attack and have no chest pain? Is that even possible? Let's find out on our return, so everybody stay right where you are.
Wow, have you ever seen so many cereal boxes before?
There are a bunch of them. Some with pictures of animals, some with bowls of fruit and milk, and some with cartoon characters. How are we supposed to pick one for our camping trip?
Is there one with a picture of a tent on it?
Let's see. What did the nurse tell us last week in school?
She said if a snake bites you, don't suck out the poison?
No, before that.
She said that we should only buy food that has a very short list of ingredients on the package. And she said don't buy cereal that's loaded with sugar.
Okay, we know that ingredients are listed in order. The first item that's in here is the most, so here's a cool box. Let's see, first item, sugar.
This one too, sugar right at the top.
And this one. And this one. She said watch out for words like evaporated cane juice or corn syrup or even natural sweetener. They're just different words for sugar.
Hey, this one says that sugar is number 3.
Nope.
Why?
Read what comes next.
There are a bunch of words I can't pronounce.
The nurse said that if we can't pronounce it, our stomachs probably can't digest it. Try again.
Okay, here's a cereal that has just one thing in the ingredients list. 100% whole wheat.
That's all?
That's all.
Then that's it. Dump a little honey, fresh fruit, and soy milk on there, and we're eating healthy.
You sound like a commercial.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Dr. James Markham is with us. He is the founder and director of Heartwise Ministries, and he has a website, heartwiseministries.org. Lots of good things there, lots of resources for you to learn how to be healthy. And one of the things you may need to learn is how to deal with pain, and that's what we're talking about today on the program, specifically chest pain. Now, Dr. Markham, you've identified five very dangerous situations that we may be in that can be behind the chest pain, and several of those, well, most of them are kind of deadly. Let's talk about a no pain chest pain. Can you have a heart attack and not have pain to tell you, hey, you're having a heart attack?
You can, Charles, but it's very, very rare. In my experience, it's been seen with older individuals who perceive pain differently. And remember, we talked about pain. Pain is perceived by nerves, spinal canal, and the brain. Sometimes as the brain ages, you know, everything gets old in the body at different rates.
Yes.
Sometimes the brain gets older than other parts. So I've seen people have heart attacks that are very old and their brains have been damaged.
Wow.
They don't perceive pain normally. I've had some people that have the parts of their brain with the memory part is damaged. So they have pain and then they don't remember it. So they can't tell you they've had pains. You know, we've heard of dementias. That's common in dementia.
Yes.
Some people are on a lot of medications. We've talked about a lot of pain medicines, sometimes a lot of anti-inflammatories, sometimes patients on steroids. Those can interfere with the pain pathways so they don't feel it as well. There's certain conditions like diabetes where the nerves can be damaged and you don't feel symptoms as well. But usually, if you're having a heart attack, if you don't have pain and it's a significant problem, sooner or later the heart doesn't work as well. And that creates not pain, but a physical manifestation. And that might include fluid building up in the lungs, feeling like you can't breathe because the heart's not working well, the blood pressure going down. So even though they don't have a physical pain, usually there's some other things that would help us identify that something wrong. So it is possible to have a heart attack without pain. It's more on the rare side, but any unexplained symptom in an elderly individual and someone with lots of medications, extreme fatigue, they can't breathe, they feel worse than ever, their blood pressure is low. That's something that needs to be evaluated to make sure they are not having a significant heart abnormality.
Well, Dr. Markham, we can't use the prevention of not growing old. It's just happening. Is there any way as we grow old to make sure that our minds and bodies still can perceive pain?
That's a great question. And actually, you know, over the last 20 years, you know, we've had many of the chronic diseases out there like heart attacks and strokes and cancers and arthritis and lung disease. And it seems like the chronic disease continues to rise. But over the last 20 years, there's been a new chronic disease, and that's called dementia. Mm. And there's different types of dementia. There's Alzheimer's dementia. There's vascular dementia. But basically, dementia means that the brain has been damaged and the brain doesn't work as well. So all of these things that God has given us that helps our body get back to our normal design is going to help the brain. And that might include drinking enough water. Most people do not drink enough water. Many of us don't move enough. So movement can hurt the brain function as well. Many of us are entertained all day in the modern media. That can damage the brain. Many of us put toxins in our brains. Some of the medications we take damage the brain. A lot of people drink alcohol. That damages our brain. So there's a host of things that we can do to help keep our brains healthy. And unfortunately, this modern world that we live in damages our brain. A lot of people don't realize that when you don't get enough rest, Charles, that damages the brain as well, because our brain needs rest to do well.
All right. I'm hearing you say that we have a whole boatload of things that we can do to try to keep our brains healthy enough to perceive the pain. So when the body says, hey, there's a problem here, we'll know about it. That's very important for us to know, Dr. Markham.
That is. And all those little things that people don't think about, Charles, are important in order to help maximize our brain's function so it can perceive pain when something is really wrong. If we don't perceive pain, then we can't understand when our body's at risk. And all stimuli comes into the brain and it's handled in different ways. So yes, and a lot of people don't even think about, you know, just sleeping well at night might help me deal with interpreting pain and also dealing with chronic pain. Something as simple as eating better, you know, getting more greens in my body might help me interpret pain and also treat pain by increasing my blood flow to my brain by increasing a chemical called nitric oxide.
Yes.
So
yes.
What's very interesting, and we've talked numerous years on all these programs, but the more I learn, the less I know, Charles. And I'm just so intrigued right now about how the gut flora and how the microbiome and all the chemistry in the bowels and all those bacteria are affecting pain as well as the way we interpret pain. But, you know, chest pain is all part of this. If you have chest pain, you want to know you're having it. You want to make sure it's not one of these serious things that could take your life.
You know, as I hear you talk about this, and as I have enjoyed my relationship with Heartwise Ministries for several years, I realize, Dr. Markham, that what you're talking about here in the physical realm is also taking place in the spiritual realm, in our mental realm. Our perception of God, our perception of our place in this universe, our perception of forgiveness involves a healthy brain. I'm on the right track here.
You are much so, because we know that we were made to be with our Creator, our God.
Yes.
And as we're not with our Creator, that puts an element of stress on our body.
Yes.
And that stress damages our higher prefrontal cortex, the thinking part of the brain. You know, when we're not with our God, it can stress our bodies. And when that stress occurs, guess what? Our brain is not working the way it was designed. So pain can be magnified. Pain cannot be perceived as it should. So you are absolutely on the right track, Charles. Our body is wonderfully and fearfully made, and the more I learn, the less I know. But I'm just so glad that we have a God that we can learn and grow with, and He can help us understand our own bodies and help us learn about these pains and help us understand things so we can help serve Him better. And just when we serve other people, that also is something that helps our pain, because when we serve others, we make more endorphins in our body.
Yes.
Now, Charles, I can't remember whether you have a pet or not, do you?
I have a dog, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Did you know that when you look into the eye of a dog and he looks into you, your chemical called oxytocin, the love hormone, goes up? And that can also a treatment for chronic pain. Now, I wouldn't want to do it for acute chest pain,
right.
But for chronic pain, that's something you could do. I call that eye hugging. So after the programs today, I want you to go eye hug your dog and increase your oxytocin level.
I hug my dog. That is a dangerous thing for me to do, because I will then have a wet face if I try that. I want you to know this. Yes, it's going to happen. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left here on the program, and I just want to let our audience know that there is help beyond this radio program. Where can someone go, Dr. Markham? And there's a brand new section of Heartwise. Where can someone go to learn about this connection of our physical health and our spiritual health intertwined?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that, Charles, because, you know, we have been trying to minister to people's needs, and we do that by getting information out. They can go to our heartwiseministries.org, and on that site, they can listen to archive programs that you've done with Heartwise.
Yes.
They can ask their questions. They can get some articles read. But we want to give something more. So if a person really wants more, they really want to start turning their lives around, we got a new program called Biblical Prescriptions for Life. And if they want to learn more about that program, they go to biblicalprescriptionsforlife.com, and they can learn about things that they can do. And we don't try to work miracles all at once, but we just move one step at a time, letting them understand that there's a loving Savior that wants to help them, to be a part of their healing, that wants to change the chemistry, to help prevent chronic disease. And at the same time, if you're having acute chest pain, we want you to get help, but we want to prevent all of that from happening.
Yes.
And 80-90% of chronic disease can be prevented. And that's a wonderful, encouraging thought to hold on to.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Again, biblicalprescriptionsforlife.com. Or, of course, you can always stop by heartwiseministries.org. Lots of good information there as well. Dr. Markham, I feel better already just talking with you. I want to appreciate that.
Don't
thank you.
Forget the eye hugging the dog.
Eye hugging the dog. I'm going to go off and do that right now. And I'm going to get a wet face, I can guarantee you. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, founder director of Heartwise Ministries, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.